In CI News this week, MSPs vote to further debate Liam MacArthur's assisted suicide bill. A teenage footballer calls for an apology after she was banned for asking if her opponent was male. And a council in Hampshire axes plans to limit street preaching. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 16th of May. I'm Angus Saul. This week has seen two major debates on assisted suicide across the UK. The first took place in Scotland, where MSPs voted to further consider Liam MacArthur's assisted dying for terminally ill adults bill, despite passionate opposition. Following a debate that lasted less than 5 hours, MSPs voted 70 to 56 in favour of progressing the bill to stage two, though some said they only did so to ensure it receives further scrutiny. Several members spoke powerfully against it, including disabled MSP Pam Duncan-Glancy.
Disabled people and others who, like me, are deeply worried about the consequences of legalising assisted suicide. I know many of you have doubts about this bill, and you are right to. If it passes, there's a risk that it will be easier to access help to die than help to live, and I cannot support that. We're not simply voting on a principle of choice, but on a hugely consequential piece of legislation that, yes, could put disabled people at material risk. But worryingly, it is also legislation that could serve to legitimise a view that a life like ours, one of dependence and of often pain, is not worth living.
When the bill returns to the Chamber at Stage 3, only 8 MSPs would need to change their vote to prevent the bill becoming law. In England and Wales, Kim Leadbeater's Terminally Ill Adults End of Life Bill was debated again in the House of Commons. The legislation was not voted on for the final time because of the number of amendments that were tabled. During the debate, MPs were able to once again expose the bill's many flaws.
When it comes to ending one's own life, there should be a higher standard applied. The current definition of capacity was not created with such a monumental decision in mind. And if this were being drafted from scratch today, it would look very different. This is one of the reasons the Royal College of Psychiatry does not support this bill. Under this bill, a person is assumed to have capacity in the first instance. A clinician only needs to be over 50% sure that a person has capacity. If that person is making unwise decisions, that is not taken into account. And a person can be helped to make a decision, for example, when a patient has learning disabilities. So I ask you all today, are you happy with that? Does that sound like a robust approach to assessing whether someone has capacity to make the decision to end their own life?
Does she agree with me that there are far too many people who do not have confidence in the face of authority? And if a doctor raises assisted suicide with them, however tactfully or professionally, they will feel that they are being steered in that direction.
Would she agree with me that one of the greatest risks in this bill is around coercion?
Yeah.
And it's not just coercion from family members or friends, but societal coercion and circumstances.
The next debate will be on the 13th of June, which could see the final vote in the Commons. A teenager with suspected autism has urged Lancashire Football Association to apologise after she was banned for asking a bearded opponent if he was a man. Kerris Vaughan was accused of transphobia last year for questioning a player from pro-trans team Manchester Laces. An appeal board overturned the ruling in February, and the case has been dropped after the claimant withdrew. The 18-year-old criticised the FA for not apologising to her, especially in light of its decision to ban men from women's football in England.
I'd like the FA to apologise for the way that they treated me in this whole case. In the past few days, they basically admitted that I was right in what I did, but I haven't received an apology for the punishment or for the way they treated me during the hearing.
Rushmore Borough Council in Hampshire has U-turned on plans to restrict street preaching. Following discussions with local Christian groups, the council agreed to create a voluntary code of conduct instead of restricting religious discussions, prayer, singing, and leaflet distribution. In an interview with UCB, Institute Director Kieran Kelly raised concerns about the council's restriction of freedom of expression.
The Christian Institute has got a long history of upholding the right to proclaim the gospel in public. Now, there is this sort of general sort of atmosphere these days, Paul, of your religious beliefs are fine as long as you keep them in your head.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start sort of proclaiming them, making them known in public, then we've got a problem. Our country, praise God, has had a long history of the freedom to make the gospel known on the streets. I mean, you sort of wonder if Wesley was rocking up in Rushmore, what they would have said. But people need to be respectful in terms of how they proclaim the gospel and all that sort of stuff. But to essentially place restrictions on gospel preaching was clearly the wrong thing to do. So it is good news, and do need to give some kudos. There's some local councillors involved in just saying this we can't be doing this, and also our good friends at CLC were involved in bringing common sense to bear.
And finally, a couple have shared how they treasured the short time with their son after refusing an abortion. Lisa and Matt Coleman found out they were expecting twin boys, Ronnie and Lenny, in August 2023. At a routine 20-week scan, they were told that Lenny had a rare and complicated heart condition and were offered a selective abortion, but they refused. They had a precious 2 weeks with Lenny at Great Ormond Street Hospital before he died. Mum Lisa recently ran the London Marathon in his memory, and before the race, she said, "People have said he really put up a fight, but I don't like to think of it like that. I like to think that he just wanted to spend time with his mum and dad before he left." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.